不是一个那种很 aggressive 的这么一个牧师。
And at the same time, he's not a very aggressive pastor.
那么呢，他就常常就这个在家里面，然后一个人关着门就哭。
And so oftentimes he's while weeping behind doors.
哎，那么保罗说，我昼夜切切想要见你。
And Apostle Paul says, I wish to see you day and night.
那就鼓励他说，你心里这种信心，从外婆一直这样一代一代传到你。
So you have such a genuine faith that has come down to you from your grandmother and mother.
然后我们再来看第六节。
Now we look at verse 6.
保罗提醒提摩太。
Apostle Paul reminded him.
讲到他们两个人之间的这样一个代际的传承。
To say that there is this legacy passing.
要将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如何眺望起来。
That is to stir up again the gift of God that is given to you through the laying of my hands.
这样一种代代的相传啊。
There is this passing on legacy.
在圣经当中不断的神提醒我们，告诉我们。
Time and time again, we see that repeated and told to us in Scripture.
那么在提摩太后书二章一到七节这一段里面。
And so in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 7.
那保罗在继续鼓励提摩太的时候呢
，Paul as he continues to encourage Timothy,
就给了他三个这个动词很特别，是一种命令的语气。
So gave him three mandatory instructions.
Mandatory. 这个为什么说这叫 tough love 呢
？So why is it said that these three verbs form the tough love？
因为这种希腊文的词，它的这种的这个命令这个语气啊 ，imperative mode 呀、是一种你要怎么样，你得怎么样，就这个语气。
Because within that mandate is in it is imperative that the person is to do what is said.
那这个不是提摩太已经快不行了。
So Timothy is already struggling.
那他说你要刚强。
But it says you need to endeavor.
这是第一个。
And this is the first imperative.
然后到第六节呢，那里就举了个例子，他又用了三个这个例子，都是当时大家非常熟悉的职业。
So in verse 6, Apostle Paul uses a very familiar profession.
你要刚强，像农夫那样的刚强。
That he should be strong. Timothy is to be strong like a hardworking farmer.
农夫的那样的忍耐，刚强的劳作。
Then there is such an endurance waiting for the harvest.
这个里面那种坚定的信心，农夫的信心是什么？就是我只要在这里努力的劳作，有一天一定能够看到地里的出产。
So the farmer has such a belief in the sense that if he continues to press on, there will be harvest.
那保罗对提摩太说，你就要这样。
Apostle Paul tells Timothy, "This is how you ought to be."
那然后第二个吩咐。
The second instruction.
这个就很重要了，这个不是前面不重要，这个很关键，你要交托啊。
And this is also something important, it is entrust.
提摩太后书的 key verse 就在这里，二章第二节。
The key verse for the book of 2 Timothy is here.
也是我们教会今年的主题经文。
And this is our theme verse.
也是很多的教会福音机构当讲到门徒建造的时候，一定会来到这些经文。
And for many missional organizations, whenever they speak about making disciples, they would also refer to this verse.
你要去交托。
That you have to entrust.
那为什么说像运动员那样这个交托的很重要呢？
In fact, it is why we need to commit the way that athletes do.
因为运动员有一个素质就是怎么样啊？特别得守规矩。
Because sportsmen have a very particular trait, and that is they abide by the rules.
不按规矩就不能得冠军。
That if they do not compete according to the rules, they will not be crowned.
不是说运动员就不刚强，弟兄姊妹啊。
It's not to say that athletes are not strong.
但是呢，我们知道这个搞体育运动的，那个规则是什么？那你就不能乱来。
But we know that once the instructions for the game is in place, any athlete is not to go up against.
那我们这个打球的时候就知道，这个球出界半厘米，那这个也不行，这就是出界和界内的区别。
So we know that when we are playing ball games, even if the ball crosses by half a millimeter, it doesn't matter.
所以我们要很忠心的按规矩的去交托。
And so we are to abide in accordance to the instructions.
好，那咱们再来复习。 提摩太后书二章第二节啊，因为我们就读过了，我刚才就没有再读。里面一共有几代人？
How many generations are mentioned in 2 Timothy?
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And so you've heard the things that you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit that to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
这个我们真是讲过。
So this we've spoken before.
几代人？
Many are there?
有的说四代，有的说五代，哪个对？
哪个对？
Five, four, one is it?
都对。
The answer is yes.
你说牧师话筒，都对啊，谁都不得罪。
Why are you so
这话筒
fair to all?
你单单看这个第二节，确实是四代啊。
If you look at verse 2 alone, then it will be four generations.
啊，我们一起来说，第一代是保罗，第二代提摩太，第三代那忠心能教导别人的人，第四代别人，四代对吧
？So there's Paul, Timothy, the one, the faithful man, as well as the others.
甚至有时候你看一些的门训的材料也讲四代同堂原理。
And so you would see in some discipleship manuals, they would refer to the four generations.
就指的这一节经文。
It refers to verse 2.
那不过呢，我们要跟大家说。
However,
往哪里看？
Where are we to look?
往前面看，还有往后面看。
Not only look forward, but also to look back.
前面多看一节。
If we are to refer back to the verse that came before,
后面多看一节。
We look at the verse right after verse 2.
第一节怎么说？
What does verse 1 say?
我儿啊，你要在谁的恩典上刚强起来？基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Paul asks, who is Timothy to be strong in? And it says, to be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ.
第一代真的是保罗吗？
So is the first generation Paul?
第三节怎么说？
What does verse 3 say?
你要和我同受苦难，好像谁的精兵？
That you are to suffer with me as a good soldier. But of whose soldier?
基督耶稣的精兵。
Soldier of Christ Jesus.
所以到底是什么代？
So how many generations are there?
保罗是不是第一代？
Is Paul the first generation?
今天我们是要基督徒还是保罗徒？
Are we Christians or are we?
保罗讲得很清楚。
Paul is very clear.
基督。你们当效法我，向我效法。
To imitate me as I imitate Christ.
好，我们要很快再复习啊。这个门徒的定义是什么
？So what does it mean to be a disciple?
门徒呢，在原文当中 ，disciple 的意思是学生。
And so in the original language, disciple means to be a student.
就跟随老师。
Is to follow the teacher.
老师讲什么我就听什么。
What the teacher says, I listen.
老师怎么做我就跟着怎么做。
What does the teacher do? I will follow.
就有点像以前在国内这个学徒啊，跟着师傅学几年，然后出师了，我就把师傅的手艺学来了。
So it is essentially a master's apprentice, and you would continue to acquire the skill of the master.
啊，已经信主的弟兄姊妹们。
For those who have believed in Christ.
每位我问你一个问题啊。
I'm going to ask you a question.
你是不是门徒？
Are you a disciple?
感谢神。有没有人说我是信徒，我不是门徒？有人这样说吗？
Will anyone say I am a believer, but I'm not a disciple?
四个词啊，基督徒。
There are four terms: Christians,
信徒
，believer,
门徒
，disciple,
圣徒
，saint.
是指的四种人，还是指的一种人？
Are these four terms a description of four different people or one singular person?
请大家大声的回答，是四种人还是一种人？一种人，感谢赞美神。
It is one. And you can answer that loudly.
耶稣说你们是取万民做我的门徒，没有说取万民做我的信徒，然后一些人做我的门徒，那没这么讲。
In the Great Commission, these are not words that are used separately.
当我们信了耶稣，我们就是基督徒，我们就是信徒，就是门徒，也是圣徒。
But they're interchangeable from Christian to disciple to believer to saint.
啊，那么这个门徒啊，为什么有的人说我是信徒，他不敢说我是门徒呢？
So when it comes to disciple, why are some Christians more willing to say I'm a believer but more reserved when it comes to disciple?
因为我们觉得我们跟我们的老师不太像，对不对？
Because in some ways we say we do not quite look like our teacher.
我们跟主耶稣比起来，我们差距太远了。
There is such a massive chasm between ourselves as well as our Master Jesus.
我问做父母的，家里面如果你有不是一个孩子，好几个孩子，如果你每个孩子都听话 ，God bless your heart 啊。
So the question to parents and even more than one child, and they are all obedient, God bless your heart.
是不是有很多的父母都说，这个孩子比较听话一点，那个孩子好像不是那么听话。
And within the family, among the children, there are times where you could identify a child that is more obedient and a child that is less.
以前中国人这个写文章写信很客气的，一落款不孝子孙，对不对？
And so in prior communications within the Chinese context, sometimes we will write something that is seemingly courteous.
今天我们一写不孝子孙，写个孝顺的孝。
So.
这个有点那个，就是 those who does not honor the parents， 不孝。实际上，这个不孝是不像的，效法的那个孝的那个，就跟我们萧蒙弟兄那个姓差不多。那个、
so there is a Chinese term, the same word 孝 has the same pronunciation, but one is to say imitate, the other is to say to be disobedient and not filial.
实际上，他的孝本来不是另外一个孝，我知道。
And then there is a tonal similarity with Deacon Daniel Xiao.
不管这个孩子孝像还是不像，他都是孩子。
But whether a child is like you or not like you, the child remains a child.
不管是好学生还是坏学生，都是门徒。
Whether you're a bad student or a good student, you are a disciple.
当然，主要我们去做他的好门徒。
But the Lord wants us to be His good disciple.
那一个好的门徒
，and to be a good disciple，
就是一个能够带别人也去做门徒的人。
And someone who can lead another to be a disciple，
能够这样代代相传下去。
To give that spiritual legacy.
所以才有提摩太后书二章第二节这句话。
And so in 2 Timothy chapter 2, we have this particular writing.
这个我们已经讲过了，我就把它跳过去，好吗
？So we're gonna
我们说一种叫做算术模式，一种叫做几何模式。
Well, one we would say that it is a
arithmetic，
几何模式，
几何 geometry，
geometry，
这个有点。
So one is by way of mathematics, the other is by way of geometry.
一种是二加二，一种是二乘二。
So one is 2 plus 2, the other is 2 by 2.
看着好像都是四。
Algorithm.
那后面就不一样了。
We would say that in the beginning it seems the same, it's all both 4, but as we continue on, one is exponentially different.
好了，回来看一下这个答案，我们温习一下。两个宣教士到印度传福音，都是面对十亿人的合唱。
So there are two missionaries who went to India.
用算术的方法，一分钟带一个人信主。
And you would see that if they are to preach the gospel to lead a person to Christ for a minute.
事实当中不可能有人这么快的。
Of course, in reality, it's not possible. This is a hypothesis. This is an example.
需要19世纪才能够带印度所有人信主。
And we'll see that it will take 19 centuries for this one person to lead all of India to Christ.
19世纪当中出生的那些人都还继续等着。
And for those who were born during those 19 centuries, they are still waiting.
另外一种用圣经的模式，用几何的模式。
But if you are to go by the biblical model,
一年带一个人信主，然后造就他成为门徒，一年以后两人再去这样传，不但传，而且传递。
We could see that through this exponential increase,
30 years 以后
，with a 30 years, you could bring the whole of India to Christ.
所以，当我们做这个三一人培训的时候，我们就强调，不是单单只是你来学怎么去跟人传福音就完了。
So it's not simply to learn how we are to share the gospel.
这是一个门徒的造就。
But this is the building up of a disciple.
弟兄姊妹还知道，去年我曾经在一年以前的讲台上做了个 New Year Resolution。
So a year ago, I shared with you my New Year's resolution.
盼望看到在这一年当中能够带至少40个人信主。
I'd like to see at least 40 people come to know the Lord.
到年终的时候，我就开始不再数了。
And so I've lost count by the end of the year.
真的感谢神，一开始觉得可能自己是不是信心太大了，后来发现神成就的要远远的超过这一切。
So at first I was thinking, am I too grand in my faith? And I see that the Lord is more willing to give more.
把一切荣耀都归给神。不单是在我们的个人的布道，
not only in our personal sharing,
讲台的布道，
but also the preaching from the pulpit,
在外面的布道会，
whether it's in gospel rallies,
看到很多人信主，
we see many come to Christ.
但是并不是每一个人都已经被造就好了。
But not everyone has made a disciple.
我盼望在这新的一年当中，
so I hope
要真正的看到一些好的门徒。
We will see the coming about of good disciples.
忠心的，
who are faithful,
摆上的，
who are willing to offer themselves,
也有谦卑受教的心的，
and also humble and teachable.
能够被建造起来，
they will be able to be built up.
然后能够继续去教导别人如何去建造门徒，
and to continue to teach others to also be disciple makers.
这是在教会当中这样一个成全圣徒各尽其职的意义。
And this is what we are to do in the church.
那么第三点，我们要交托，我们把这个全都跳过去，我知道时间已经不够了。
So to be strong and also to endeavor to commit.
我们像运动员那样的守规矩，持守圣经的真理，才能够一代一代传递，不然早就传走样了。
So we do hold to all the teachings that have been given.
那么最后一点，保罗还跟提摩太说你要受苦。
And the third point is that we are to endure the suffering together.
这个很厉害啊。
This is something that is pretty daunting.
哪个爸爸跟孩子说你要受苦啊？
Which father would say to a child, you will need to suffer?
但是要像基督耶稣的精兵，就要受苦。
But if one is to be the soldier of Christ, then one will suffer.
但我们为什么叫亦师亦友同受苦呢？
But it will be a suffering as both the mentor and friend.
和我们在这里中文的翻译当中，你要和我同受苦呢？
In the Chinese Union Version translation, it says that you and I, we will suffer together.
那英文的翻译没有这个和我。
Within the English translation, you see that.
保罗不单是让提摩太跟他一起来同受苦难。
Paul's not saying that I will come suffer alongside you.
也是跟其他的圣徒一起同受苦难。
He's to say that I suffer alongside our saints.
更重要是跟谁一起同受苦难。
And most importantly, Paul will suffer alongside Christ.
与基督同受苦难。
To suffer alongside Christ.
好，那么讲到这三个命令的动词。
So,Other than these three imperative verbs,
如果你看第七节，还有一句话。
You see, verse 7, there's another command.
也是一个命令语气。
It's also an imperative.
保罗说，我所说的话你要思想。
Paul says, what I said to you, you do need to consider.
因为凡事主必给你聪明，能够理解明白。
Because the Lord will give you all wisdom to understand all things.
那么这样一种的思想啊，我们能够从神得到这样一个 understanding。
Get such consideration and receive from the Lord such an understanding。
这是做门徒必须有的一个素质。
And this is a trait of a disciple。
我们常常说在教会当中做这个门训，就三点 ：faithful、available， 还有一个什么 ？teachable，fact 对吗 ？FAT。
And so if you are to be a fact disciple, then you have to be faithful, available, and teachable.
我们很多时候这个 teachable 不容易。
Not always teachable is not easy.
所以因此我们就左耳进右耳出。
So oftentimes we hear it and then we forget it.
或者我们进来以后在脑海当中用我的理性把它给撕扯撕扯。
Or it may be that we will receive the instruction and then we will re-justify it.
但是却不能真正的进入到心里面。
And so it, yet it does not enter into our heart.
能够得到多少的益处？
And how much benefits can we receive if we are to do that?
受教的心。
To be teachable.
是今天，尤其是我们北美的信徒，我要特别的说。
Especially for us North American believers.
大家都很聪明。
We are all very clever.
知识程度都很高。
And we have high intellectual and educational levels.
但是很多时候这些东西却拦阻了我们成为一个更好的门徒。
Yet our intellect, our intelligence stops from fully becoming a disciple.
一个谦卑受教的人是有福的。
Someone who is humble and teachable is blessed.
以前我们在纽约上过职堂。
So when we did a church plant in upstate New York.
那我们职堂呢，在一个美国教会里面。
When we did that, we started in an American church.
那个教会很大，有好多位牧师。
The congregation is big and they have many pastors.
除了主任牧师之外呢，还有一位叫辅导牧师，康赫林 pastor。
So other than a senior pastor, there's also a counseling pastor.
他留着个大胡子啊，我们就有时候管他叫大胡子牧师。
So he's heavily bearded, and we call him the bearded pastor.
他的名字是叫 L Pastor L Ogden.
So we call him Pastor L.
有一次我请他来给我们这个中文的这个聚会来讲道。
Once he came to our Chinese congregation, Chinese speaking congregation, and he delivered a sermon.
他就给我们讲他自己的见证。
So he spoke of his own testimony.
他以前是一个非常成功的一个经商的人士。
So he was a very successful businessman.
开了一家很大的这种卖电池的这个商店，大家知道车啊、船啊上面有电池，不是小的大的电池。
And so his business was in the business of batteries given to big vehicles.
然后当然他不信主，他的生活也是一塌糊涂。
But at that time he wasn't a believer and his life was in a mess.
那后来这个教会的这个主任牧师啊，叫 Joe， 他是 Joe， 就去有一次探访他，跟他传福音。
And the senior pastor once, his name is Pastor Joe, and Pastor Joe visited Pastor L before he was.
给他把福音从头讲到尾，他又板着个脸在那里听。
And so he had a very just stoic face, and Pastor Joe was telling him the entirety of the gospel.
没有任何的反应。
There's no reaction.
那这个 Joe 这个牧师呢，觉得这个大概是一块顽石。
So Pastor Joe thought, well, this is someone who's stubborn.
那跟他讲完了，他也没有反应，这个牧师就走了。
No reaction, hard as a rock, and so Pastor Joe left.
到了晚上，这个牧师接到这个 L 的给他一个电话。
And in the night, Pastor Joe received a call from L.
他说：“你刚才跟我讲的那些，实际上我都仔细的听，也仔细的想了。”
And she said, "Whatever you've said to me, I've listened carefully and I've pondered through them."
你说的对。
What you said is right.
我愿意信耶稣。
I'm willing to believe in Christ.
但是有一点。
But there's this point.
拦阻我。
It stops me.
他说我呢，家里面有一个，因为他很有钱，说我家里有一个很大的酒窖。
He says I have this big brewery.
就是酒窖这个 wine cellar 啊，那里面呢有很多的酒，而且有的酒是很名贵、很值钱的酒。
And so I have very expensive wines in there.
他说现在我愿意信福音了。
But I'm willing to believe in the gospel.
但是我有这么多的酒。
But I have so much wine.
很值钱。
And they're worth lots of money.
我知道这个东西不好。
I know that this thing is not good.
那现在我要信耶稣，我这酒我怎么办？
So now that I want to believe in Christ, what am I to do with this wine?
自己喝，我不愿意。
If to drink it by myself or on my own, now I'm willing.
送给别人，让我去害别人吗？
But if I'm to give it to others, am I to bring harm to others?
然后他就说，你现在听这个 L 牧师的电话里听。
And so L was asked to listen.
这个牧师在电话里听着 ，L 在这砰。砰！这个酒瓶一个一个就打开。
Oh, and so sorry. Pastor Joe was listening, and the next thing we if you hear is the opening of the wine bottles.
然后就听咚咚咚咚咚咚咚，他把一瓶一瓶的酒都倒到下水道里。
The popping of the cork, and the next thing we know is that Al was pouring out all the wine into the drain.
把自己那么多很值钱的酒全都给处理掉。
So all the precious wine he was able to just remove.
从那以后，这位 L 弟兄生命完全改变。
From then on, there was a total change in Brother L's life.
后面的故事我不说，你们也知道。后来神呼召他去读了神学，回来做辅导的老师，不知道帮助了多少的家庭，多少的婚姻，多少的弟兄姊妹。
So later on, we see that L was called by the Lord and became a counseling pastor who brought much help to many, many families.
在前不久，我们十二月初，我们的齐真弟兄做信主受洗见证的时候，我听了很感动。
And so when our brother mate gave the testimony early December last year,
我还特别问他，我说你是不是听牧师讲的才这样的？他说不是。
And I asked, did you go through such a transformation because you heard something from the pastor?
他说我信主以前，我有痛苦，有什么事我就喝酒，对吧
？And he said, well, no, well, it was before I believed in the Lord, I would go to alcohol as my comfort.
但是现在我信了耶稣，我把这些东西丢掉了。
But now that I believe in Christ, I have cast these out.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们作为神的儿女
，We as the children of God，
我们能不能够活出跟这个世界的不同
？Are we able to live in ways that are different from this world？
看看今天的世界是一个什么样子
？Let's look at how the world is right now.
我们内心当中最珍重的到底是什么
？What is it that we revere the most in our hearts？
我们还有一节经文
，One more verse。
诗篇145篇第四节
Psalm 145 verse 4
我们说代代相传
So we say that we are to pass it on from generation to generation
你这个代代这两个字圣经里有没有
Are there such a description from generation to another
那我们讲的都必须要有圣经的根据啊
What we say we need to have scriptural basis
这代要对那代颂赞你的作为
One generation shall praise your works to another
也要传扬你的大能
and shall declare your mighty acts.
我们的人生很短暂
we have a very brief life.
我们也都很渺小
and we are finite.
我们要留下什么样的产业
what spiritual legacy are we leaving behind?
我们是为自己留名还是为自己留财
are we leaving a name for ourselves? are we leaving some wealth for ourselves?
我们留名吗
is that a name?
这个传道书一章第十一节后面这几节他就讲了
In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 it says
说已过的世代无人纪念将来的世代后人也不纪念
One generation passes away and another comes and none remembers
那我们留财产吗财产更是虚空
So do we leave behind wealth but wealth too is vain
但犹太人他们非常注重家族的名
Yet we do see that the Jews are very very strong in terms of holding tradition.
在我们教会，当我们讲到这个代代相传，不但是在教会里面的门徒造就，而且是我们自己各自的家庭、我们的亲子关系、我们的子女的教养。
And when we are speaking about generation to generation, we are not only speaking about disciples, but we are speaking about our respective families and within that families between the parents and the children.
我们以前讲过，在上个礼拜我听校园团契一对年轻人分享的时候，我很感恩啊，在。夫妻关系当中啊，在这个包括男女的交往，这个交婚恋当中，包括亲子关系当中，都有一个门徒造就的关系。
So last week when I was listening to someone share during campus fellowship, I was very pleased and very glad to hear that someone was speaking about how making disciple as a principle works not only within just in terms of a spiritual realm.But looking into the relationships, whether it is boyfriend, girlfriend, or father's children, parents, children, all of them.
我们讲到这个属灵的世代传承和家族的世代传承，实际上是密切相关的。
You see that it is closely knitted, this generation to generation between, in terms of spiritual legacy as well as family legacy.
昨天下午我参加一个很长的一个会。
Yesterday I was in attendance of a very long meeting.
很多年十几年以前，我曾经被邀请参加《生命期刊》的董事会。
Many years ago, I was invited to be on the board meeting for magazine.
当时和我们黄长老，我们是一起在这个董事会当中服侍。
And we served alongside with Elder Lee, who served on the board.
后来黄长老退休，我也退休，我们就离开这个董事会。
And later on, both of us retired. We have since left the board.
最近他们又邀请我回去。
Recently, they've invited me to return.
实际上之前有一些机构也邀请参加这个 board 那个 board， 我确实倒不是自己不敢，实在不是说自己骄傲，实在是没实现。
Previously, there are also other organizations that invited me to be on the board. I really do not have time.
但这次季刊又邀请我回去的时候
，But this time around when I was invited back,
我想到我自己的好朋友
，I was thinking about my good friend，
耶稣主内的兄长
，and also an elder brother in Christ，
带着季刊的王牧师和王师母。
Is Reverend Wong and Mrs. Wong.
他们现在说话都已经快七十岁了。
No, now they're about 70 years old.
那昨天我们在开会的时候
，during that meeting，
大家就数算就讲一代一代的老一位传道人都过去了。
And we were recounting on how the previous generations of leaders one by one has returned to the Lord.
二三十年代出生那一代的老牧者，现在没有一个在了。
Those who were born in the 20s and 30s, they've all passed on.
当然被主接到荣耀里去。
They've been received into glory by the Lord.
然后我们就往后一代一代的数。
And so we began to also look into those who came after them.
然后数到最后就问一个问题，下一代在哪里？
And so we're asking, where's the next generation?
这是非常令人感慨的一件事情。
This is something that weighs heavy in our hearts.
转眼说话，我自己也年过半百。
And so I'm also over 50.
我有时候看到我们年轻校园团契年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，我们英文堂年轻的弟兄姊妹，那么高兴，那么感恩。
I'm glad. I'm with great joy when I see, for example, the young with campus fellowship or with English congregation.
因为神国的未来，教会的未来就在他们这里。
Because the future of the kingdom lies in them.
当然我们也不要每一个人说，哎，我现在年纪大了，所以我就可以不管了。
Of course, for those of us who are older, we are not to say, well, then I could just do nothing from here on.
大家一定听好，每个人都在代代相传这件事情上面有份。
Let's listen correctly. Is that everyone has a part to play in this act of generation to generation?
我给大家一个挑战，也可以说我们在主内共勉。
And to give you a challenge as well as to have mutual encouragement.
我们教会有很多的小组团契。
We do have many small groups.
我们有主日学。
We have Sunday school.
我们有很多其他各种事工服事。
We have all a whole variety of servant ministries.
有这个培训，那个 group.
We have this training. We have that group.
包括你做一个，你说我做这个 usher 发传单的服事。
We can.For one, participate in the service of ushering.
不要小看三人行，有我师焉，对吗？
I do not. Well,
among three, there's one the teacher.
Okay.
不管我们在教会参加什么，你要么做老师，要么做学生。
So among the three.There will be one who's a teacher and two will be a student. So you are either a teacher or a student.
重要的话我再说一遍好吧。
So this is something critical. I will say it once more.
我们在教会里面，不管你是什么服事，不管你是什么样的聚会，你要么做老师，要么做学生。
In the church, whatever role and whatever place you are in, you are either a student or a teacher.
但不要做个旁观者。
But never be a bystander.
我们做学生也是为了以后能够更好的做一个老师，来带领其他学生去做老师。
To be a student is to be a better teacher in the future, so as to lead others also to be students who then also be teachers.
该阿门吗？
Do we amen to that?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主求主您恩待保守刚强我们。
Lord, may you watch over us, may you strengthen us.
忠于主的使命。
That we will be faithful to the Lord's commission.
令人做门徒。
That we will lead people to be disciples.
代代相传。
That it be from one generation to another.
直到主再来的日子。
Till the day that the Lord returns.
奉耶稣的名。
By the name of Jesus Christ.